This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound?
I don't know. I think if we don't reach agreement by Friday is probably the end of a soul party effort for health care. Then if we don't reach by Friday, then the way forward is as Obamacare collapses, challenge Democrats to work with us to find something better.
You think that sole party health care is going to collapse if you guys don't get a deal by Friday?
You know, Medicare and so.
That was the end of Casey Hunt, our NBC Capitol Hill correspondent, talking with Senator Lindsey Graham, and he was pretty clear about that deadline. Friday, a lot of talk about deadlines. This appears to be a new one. He believes that if Republicans can't get it together by the end of this week, then Democrats are going to have to get on board and there will be some kind of bipartisan solution.
Oh, you know, with all these deadlines, Scott, you know, you wonder, okay, this is all part of the strategy to push these things. I mean, you know, they've got to work through this, you know, and not to panic. And I know Mitch McConnell was, you know, kind of threw out the Democratic card and Chuck Schumer going, look at, you know, you can deal with dad, or if we have to, we'll bring mom. And you know what mom does, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. You know, it's like, you know, the mom and dad conflict scenario that they put out there. And, you know, I imagine, you know, some Republicans, it might have bothered them a little bit to think, oh, my goodness, the mere thought of trying to have a conversation with Chuck Schumer might be a little bit too much. But, you know, they got to work this out. This is their golden opportunity. You know, the House, they've got the Senate, they've got the White House. They got to work through this stuff. And, you know, those that are hard lined, you know, on either side, whether it's conservative or moderates, have got to find some way in the middle to come together on this thing, because no doubt that, you know, they've been saying for a long time, it was one thing to say, hey, we're going to repeal and replace it. Now, where's the substance? You got to have substance there to back up your desire. This is what you've always wanted. You want to have control of this opportunity. You've got it. Don't mess it up. Otherwise, this is going to come back and bite you big time. I mean, this could, if they don't get this together, this could end up bifurcating the GOP. I mean, the fact that it's decimated the Democrats, I mean, we've seen what happened to them over, you know, several voting cycles since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, supposedly, loaded up with all its lies and deception. And, you know, here it is. They're picking up this massive ordeal. But I think, again, it punctuates just how wrong it is, I believe, for the federal government to try to take control of this. You know, we are a free market-based enterprise. This is what the experiment, the Great American Experiment, is predicated upon, self-responsibility. You know, letting the markets take hold. I mean, some of the stuff that they're talking about, what it's going to save, I think it's inopportune, because I think it's still dynamic. I mean, we will not know how much, for example, premium-wise, how much you're going to save on the premiums until the market gets a hold of it and starts putting out there. And you get other insurance companies having a heyday and saying, hey, there's gold in them thar hills, and we are going to offer a better deal for you. And now we got a bidding war going. So how does the CBO, how do they calculate that? It's impossible for them to calculate it. And this is the problem you have with government entities that think that they can project something. They can socially engineer, as Newt Gingrich has said time and again. And every time they do that, it just, you know, it just messes up the whole works. You know, the only way we're going to know for sure is when it gets out there. And I know that sounds a little bit like Nancy Pelosi. You got to pass it to find out what's in it. But I think, you know, again, this is dynamic. And if it's allowed to have its, I guess, its way in the marketplace, the market will vote. If they put up something, and I say they, the insurance companies, put up something responsible that the people can respond to, then they will, and it will rise to the challenge, and the people will be elated because it is their choice. It's not a one-size-fits-all big brother in the White House telling you what it is that you're going to do, and they're going to be in the middle of all your medical decisions. Just my spin on it right now, one of many. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'm in your office.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. You want to drop us an email. We also love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Get involved in the conversation. You have to engage, okay? Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. We're talking with the legendary pianist, Maestro Byron Janis is with us. I love what he says. He says the piano is a percussion instrument, so the challenge to the performer is to make it sing. He's releasing a new classical album, Byron Janis Live on Tour. It's been 20 years since we've heard from the maestro on any kind of, whether it's a CD or he goes back, I think, what was it, 1947 with RCA. And I go back long enough to remember that. And even as a disc jockey playing many RCA records, seeing the infamous dog listening, to the record player, right, Maestro?
Right. Yes. That was their signature.
Right. Well, internationally renowned as one of the world's greatest pianists, he has recently written into the congressional record of both the Senate and the House of Representatives, honoring him as a musician, a diplomat, and an inspiration. See, it takes music to bring Republicans and Democrats together, Maestro, and thank you for doing that.
I hope it does. I think that, the example of that that really was extraordinary was when I went to Russia in 1960
mm-hmm.
to open a cultural exchange between us and the Soviet Union. And I walked on the stage in Moscow and I heard no applause at all. And there were just shouts of U2, U2, U2. I don't know if you remember that we had a plane called the U2.
Which, yes.
Which flew very high. They said they never thought it could be shot down. The Russians found a way to shoot it down 6 months before I was there, before I played, and it was really hostile.
Yeah.
And after the concert, really, there were tears in these people's eyes, and they realized that I was a human being and not an enemy. And music, do you know that music now scientifically has been proven to be a healing force to people. It does something to the brain, apparently. If you play, you can play badly any way you want on a piano or any instrument. And it goes to the brain, and the brain does something which they don't understand. But it's something in a healing fashion, and it heals something. Interesting, isn't it?
It really is, and particularly when it comes to classical music, it would seem, Maestro, that classical music has more of an effect that way. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it does, yes. But this record of mine that is just released is very different from any record I ever made because it is three quarters classical and a quarter of song. songs that I have written,
mm-hmm.
those by me, they're popular songs.
Yes.
And two of them come from a show that I've written. And one of them is an anthem, David Starr. And mm-hmm. then there's a piece that I do with Cy Coleman, who wrote, great musical writer on Broadway. And mm-hmm. we had a very sort of hot, if I can say that,
mm-hmm.
Variations. Classic jazz. We call it class.
Yeah, that's what you call it. That was the title. That was the title of the song, By and Cy, right?
That's correct.
By uh-huh. and Cy. I love
that.
We
knew each other when we were mm-hmm. in our teens, so it was an old friendship. So we did this, and it was a lot of fun, and people seemed to like it so much.
Well, this is the first of a three-part musical journey, right?
Right, that is mm-hmm. correct. There'll be two more released. Second one is going to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to.
Okay, so the second one's going to be a surprise. You're not going to tease us other than to tell us that it's a surprise. Can you give us a little taste of what we might be able to expect in Volume 2?
Well, it's totally classical recital.
Mm-hmm.
But the place, the time, and everything else is really. I want to keep that a surprise. If mm-hmm. you let me do that.
Yes, we will let you do that.
Okay.
You know, Maestro, you are the definition of both an artist and a humanitarian. What a lot of people may not be aware, you know, that maybe just recently come into contact with you, because your music has crossed generations here. And this new generation may not be aware that you deal with psoriatic arthritis.
It's 1973, and I played with it for some 12 years without speaking, without telling anybody anything. Mm-hmm. They never knew I had it. And then 12 years later, I thought, well, I'm about to speak about this now. Mm-hmm. And it was done by Nancy Reagan at the White House, had a luncheon.
Yes.
Where she, and the Arthritis Foundation, and she and I were there, and she decided to announce it, that I had arthritis, and mm-hmm. I said, okay, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did, and it was very nerve-wracking for me to announce this, because I hadn't talked about it at all.
Exactly.
You know, when you announce something, I have people start looking for things and wrong notes, and of course there were some, but there can be wrong notes without arthritis.
Right, exactly. And of course, where it struck you was where you needed it most, both hands and wrists. You're dealing with this, and here you are, you know, operating at the level. I mean, you represent a nano point compared to everybody that's ever tinkered on a piano in terms of skill and ability. And to deal with this, how did you stay focused? I mean, you just had to work through that pain and still be true to your craft.
Well, I had very good medical treatment. And I happen to have been born with a good, strong mind, and it was kind of mind over matter. You know, I would start playing some, and it would be very painful at the beginning, but it would disappear quite quickly because mm-hmm. I was focusing so strongly on the music.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel it during the whole recital afterwards, and then it would come back, of course, at the end
mm-hmm.
when I stopped. But that's what the mind can do, and focusing on something else.
Exactly. Well, we've only got about a minute or so left here,
right.
Byron Janis. So here, you know, you have been honored, and it's, you know, and I'm sure the presidents, you've performed before four sitting presidents.
Right.
What an experience, huh?
Yes, it was wonderful, and very exciting to do so.
Well, Byron, we thank you for your time. Appreciate you stopping in so that we can talk about this new release. It's the first of the three, Byron Janis Live on Tour. It's a three-volume series. And, well, I'll tell you, I just cannot wait to hear them all. You know, you have been such a gift to America and to the world, and we wish you Godspeed.
Well, thank you. And if I might just tell you, you can get that record ByronJanis.com is all you need, is my website.
Great. ByronJanis.com. And we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com to make it easier for our followers to get their hands on this incredible, incredible music. Thank you so much for being with us, Byron. Appreciate
Thank
it. Take
you
care.
So much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Some days I barely hold on. When life drags me down, I wanna let go.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You rescue me and I believe that God is love and He is all I need. From this day forth, for all eternity, I'll never wander.
Live.
about you and for you. This very independent Bill Martinez live coming at you in over 280 markets across this country, including Red State Talk Radio that carries us live every day around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez live. Hey, got some cool things to talk about regarding tool breakthroughs. And, you know, you've often heard me say, you know, about my dad, how he would always tell us, you know, make sure you're using the right tool for the right job. And our next guest, a racing legend, is going to explain the importance of all that. The NASCAR crew chief Larry McReynolds is with us. You know, many men and women love power tools, and any gadget or tool that will make difficult jobs in the home easier and more efficient have always fascinated us, hasn't it? Now, a whole new generation of power tools and technology are on the market that have gained the admiration of Larry McReynolds, our engine expert, legendary NASCAR crew chief and broadcaster. While McReynolds is best known for his expertise in producing cars that go 200 miles per hour, today he looks at automatic lawnmowers, trimmers, leaf blowers that are changing the way we work. Larry's also happy to be here to tell us about, you know, his favorite tips for choosing the right tool for the right job. Larry McReynolds, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I thought maybe when you'd come on, we'd hear the roar of an engine coming right behind you, huh?
Well, just, you know, obviously, I love the sport of NASCAR. Mm. We actually just finished up our 17th year of NASCAR on Fox with our broadcast at Sonoma last week at the road course. We now hand the torch over to NBC, NBC Sports Network. Mm-hmm. They'll take it from Daytona this coming weekend, all the way through Homestead. They handle the Cup races and the Xfinity Series races that we've had for the first half. We still have the truck races for the rest of the year on Fox and FS1, which I'm actually not a part of that broadcast. But my travel dissipates. My workload really does not, because I'm here in the Charlotte FS1 studio.
Oh, wow.
At least once a week for our daily race hub show at 6 p.m. Eastern on FS1. And whatever day the race is on, like this weekend from Daytona on Saturday, I'm in there doing a pre-race show called Race Day and a post-race show, Victory Lane, on FS1 or FS2. So we still stay pretty busy. It's just in the studio.
Exactly. Well, Larry, NASCAR has been very good to you and your family, and you know, the fans love you. We love our, you know, your commentary, your insight to the sport, and wow, we just cannot thank you enough. I mean, who would have thought, huh, when you were a young kid growing up that this is where you'd be?
No, I have to pinch myself, Phil, because not that I'm proud of it, but proud of what I've been able to accomplish. I barely have a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. Coming from Birmingham, Alabama, I started working on race cars. Basically, I was still in high school. And in September of 1980, I made the move to the Carolinas, kind of on a wing and a prayer, to pursue a career in NASCAR. And the good Lord has been very good to me and my family. I've been very blessed, very fortunate. And sometimes I almost just have to pinch myself to know what I've been able to accomplish and the teams and drivers that I've been fortunate enough to be affiliated with throughout my career.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. You've been around some exceptional people, but it takes, you know, it's a team effort coming together, and how the cream comes together and rises to the top. I mean, that's a bit of your life story, and I know it's an encouragement for other young men and women out there that may be looking for that, you know, that one thing, their God-given gift to be exercised and developed. And certainly it has fared you well, Larry McReynolds. Hey, let's talk about these cool tool breakthroughs, you know, for those of us that, you know, can't get it fast enough. You know, we're like Tim Allen here a little bit, huh?
Well, you know, I have a very hectic schedule. It's hard, especially in the first half of the season, for me to even think about doing yard work. I have a landscaper that cuts the grass. If I didn't, my yard would probably look like a jungle, and the HOA would be on me.
Yeah.
But once we do finish up the Fox part of the season, I do thoroughly enjoy getting out in the yard and doing some yard work. And, you know, for 18 years, Bill, as a crew chief, I had to focus on a lot of things about that race car and that race team, but probably two things that I had to really focus on was the design of the race car and the power of the race car.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what driver you throw out there. Throw out Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch. They're only going to be as good as that race car that they're in. And and honestly, that's why I've kind of teamed up with the good folks at Husqvarna Outdoor Power Tools, because what I've come to learn is they understand the importance of having a powerful engine, and they do all their design around their outdoor power tools on how they know the consumer is going to use them. In a classic example, on the design of a race car, close attention always paid to weight distribution. And as much as you'd never believe it, it's really the same for a power tool you'll use around the house or the yard. And they've developed, Husqvarna's developed this backpack leaf blower, and they've come up with three levels of like of an adjustable height where the weight is evenly distributed while you work. And we're always looking for more power, and they've come up with this scallop design for the fan that generates about 10% more airflow. And, you know, we're always looking for more power. I don't know of anybody that will turn their nose up to that.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, another thing, Bill, and you'll relate to this, that's ever-changing in NASCAR is technology. It changes from one week to the other.
Yeah.
And when I learned more about the Husqvarna people, they've been around since 1689.
Mm.
They've been around for over 13 years, and one of their big focuses is new technology, developing new things. And their latest, it's amazing. They have the robotic lawnmower. They call it the Automower.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's a classic example of how technology is changing, even with outdoor power tools. And how it works, it has this a boundary wire loop that's like an invisible fence that you would contain your pet. It learns the yard's terrain. It'll operate even up to a 45-degree slope. And here's the great thing. Once you get it going and it starts mowing, once it's done with the job, it just quietly returns back to its home base, which is the charging station for the auto mower.
Well, all it needs, Larry, is Husqvarna's got to figure out how to get our teenage kids to grab a hold of it, even though it's robotic. get them outside of the house, away from the video games, and go have some fun on the mower, you know. But these robotic mowers are incredible. This has got to be a lot of fun for you, Larry, to go back and you know and get behind the behind the doors and see all the creativity and the development. And as you say, technology is all around us today. But to see it as specialized like this, and this is why Husqvarna has made sure that and demonstrated that all engines are not created equal.
Well, as I've learned more about Husqvarna's products, especially the outdoor power tools, I've truly been amazed how many comparisons we have with what we do in NASCAR. You know, when you see a pit crew go across the wall to change four tires, yeah, they use a pneumatic air gun. That's powered, supplied by nitrogen. But we do use battery-powered tools on pit road. You may have to go across there and cut a quarter panel off or a piece of a fender for tire clearance, maybe if you've been in a wreck, and you can't deal with an electrical cord. You can't have any gas-driven type of power tool. So Husqvarna, I know when people think about battery-powered tools, they go, oh, yeah, the battery will last about 5 minutes.
Mm.
Well, they've developed this 36-volt lithium-ion battery that it's designed to equate to a tank of gas on a power tool. So when you look at all of their battery-powered products, they're what you're all looking for. They're lightweight, they're energy efficient, and then now with this new battery, longer run time. So it's kind of win-win-win when you look at these power tools and this new 36-volt lithium-ion battery they've come up with.
Well, Larry, we got to wrap this up, so where can people go for more information?
Well, you can check out the auto mower, the backpack leaf blower, all of Husqvarna's outdoor products at Husqvarna.com.
Both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle.
You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
On the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as a lamb, he carries my healing in his hands.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. I would say not only millennials, but that is the call for all of us to know what we believe, right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. We're going to be talking voter fraud. I know President Obama said it didn't exist. Attorney General Eric Holder said, what are you talking about? There's no voter fraud happening. And I say, well, why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud if it doesn't exist? Go figure here. Not to mention the fact that there has been noted in some voting districts 120% of the people actually vote. So how do you get more than 100% of the people voting? And the thing I find quite curious is that oftentimes people, you know, it's being reported that, you know, they've risen from the dead. And they voted. They died Republican, and they come back risen from the dead, and they vote Democrat. Go figure. Yeah, you wonder about this crazy world we live in. But hey, look, we're here to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, so that you know, we don't get fooled. All right, and we get this country back on track. That's what this is all about. And to this end, our next guest, Catherine Elderbrink. Engelbrecht is with us, founder and president of True the Vote, and a bold critic of federal bureaucratic abuse, whether it's carried out by members of the U.S. Congress, IRS, BATF, or the U.S. Department of Justice. Catherine, welcome to Bill Martinez. Good to have you back with us.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Well, did I lay that out, you know, fairly much right? I mean, I am appreciative, and I cannot praise your organization enough. True the Vote, because that's what many Americans are calling for, and especially in light of this, you know, past election and all the innuendo and suggestion. I mean, we're chasing down the Russian boogeyman, you know, to no end, and it may have cost the franchise of CNN more than they anticipated.
Well, and as well it should, you know, truth matters. Mm-hmm. And election integrity is paramount. I mean, it's fundamental to everything that we are as a free republic. Everything we debate presupposes that it's being debated because the will of the people put those folks up in Washington or in our various states to represent us. The minute that stops being true, then, you know, what do we have? So I think the question of our time, though, is frankly this. We know we have a problem, but the data and the technology exist to fix that problem.
Right.
So, you know, what our organization is saying is at this point we have a golden opportunity, maybe the best opportunity we'll ever see in our lifetime, to truly get to the bottom of what's really happening inside of our elections. Are only eligible voters voting? If not, how do we fix that? Are our processes truly managing within a reasonable margin of error the overall vote of the electorate? If not, how do we fix that?
Exactly.
Those are the questions that we can't afford to play political football with these things. They're too important to all of us, irrespective of political party. It's principle.
Yeah. How do you say on one hand that every vote counts? You want to fight for every vote. You know, this is why you resist, voter ID, because, you know, it's so important for every vote to count. But then for every illegal vote that you allow to come in, it erases the legal vote. So
how
do you argue that on one side without, considering the other side of the argument?
Yeah, I mean, it is intellectual dishonesty as an art form.
Mm-hmm.
And for too long, we've just taken it and said, well, you know, we don't agree, but, and then we go back to, you know, to our everyday lives. What the left does, however, in the guerrilla warfare tactics that they use, they go to the mats on these issues. You know, True the Vote is the only national organization focused wholly on voting rights and on advancing common sense election reform.
Mm-hmm.
On the left, there are 80-some groups, and all they talk about is how you should stop voter ID and how we should automate voter registration. And that is their everyday arena. They understand that this is the foundation to all of it.
Exactly.
And so they're going to fight, and they're relentless. We have a more liberty-minded mindset, tend to want to go back and live normal lives as well we should.
Exactly.
But the left is on this 24/7 pushing, and that's why we cannot stop.
Well, Catherine, let me ask you this, and dare I ask, with these 80 groups that you're fighting against, how much money goes to them out of our treasury?
You know, I don't know the answer specific to the Treasury question. I do know that when the Affordable Care Act was passed and the dollars that were segmented out for the navigators and all of the confusion and the funding that went around that whole program, the navigators were front and center on voter registration. So whatever
right.
those numbers of millions are, you can count that in the corner of the left. Beyond that, I will just say that broadly speaking, the last number I saw was in 2012. In 2012, the 80-some-odd groups that we tracked the money on raised and spent $1.69 billion with a B dollars
wow.
on these issues.
I'd be curious to know how much of that was tax-funded.
Yeah, and that I don't have an answer to, but I think it's something that all of America should know. We should know, and then we should lop it off.
You see, this is the problem that we have time and again, Catherine. I mean, this is a case in point. The Democrats and liberals have been very effective in tapping into our treasury. And, you know, here it is. If America, let's just say 50% of America, you know, and that's a safe number, doesn't support something, but yet their money that they've turned over to the government that they're supposed to be stewards thereof are used. I mean, time and again, this is kind of the normal model. And like you say, we get to the point where we just throw our hands up and just let it go. But here we are, you know, your organization, True the Vote, doing all this hard work, And many of us are supporting what you're doing, and then we're counter-opposing ourselves by allowing the government to assign our hard-earned tax money to go to an interest that we don't support. Doesn't seem fair.
It's akin to signing your own death warrant.
Mm-hmm.
We're funding the very thing that is intended for our destruction. And that's, transparency in government, and I'm so thankful for this renewed sense of accountability that's been ushered in under the Trump administration, where they're taking on the hard topics, and they're going toe to toe with the media, toe to toe with the left. It's ugly. It's bare knuckle fighting, but it is absolutely what is necessary if we are going to get to the bottom of some of the deep state bureaucracy, frankly, that has a stranglehold on government in ways that the average person could never even imagine. Could not imagine how deep the swamp is.
Mm-hmm. Well, Catherine, we learn this in the sandbox of life. I say so much we learn, in the sandbox of life. And one of the first things you learn is that you have to bully a bully. And the left has been weaponized. They've been very effective with it as conservatives. We try to play nice and get along with others. But meanwhile, they have found these incredible ways to weaponize their interests. And they're coming in and they're bullying conservatives. And we're getting run over and going, whoa, wait a minute here. But, to your point, conservatives need to, they need to come to the fight here. And they need to push back. And there's plenty of reason and empirical evidence and sound argument to defeat their arguments and put them in check. But if we don't say anything, they're running away with it. And this is why we live in a world where we're supposed to be in charge. It's supposed to be about we the people. But instead, it's about them, the elites.
That's right.
We need to take this country back. Catherine Engelbrecht is with us, founder and president of True the Vote. More with her on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, maybe we should help them remember, huh? After all, it's about we the people. It is up to us. We're the ones in charge. They serve at our behest, believe it or not. But if you don't know the Constitution, you're not going to know that important thing. And then you're going to be ruled by the elites and you get national health care like we're dealing with right now. Okay. We're talking about voter fraud with True the Vote founder and president Catherine Engelbrecht is with us. Catherine, the 2016 presidential election. With what we're finding out slowly but surely, I mean, this has been kind of painful. I mean, we seem to get distracted by all this Russian boogeyman chasing thing. And my only hope is that liberals may have opened up Pandora's box inadvertently by trying to invalidate Donald Trump, because what is coming out is much of what President Trump has been saying is true, and he's being vindicated by the evidence, isn't he?
Well, absolutely. I think the more layers you peel back, the more apparent it's going to become that there are real and deep issues with non-citizens voting. There are real and deep issues with process failure that lead to all kinds of, let's use the word shenanigans, that shouldn't be happening. But, you know, these conversations that will come in the days ahead are going to be met with much, you know, weeping and gnashing of teeth as we take a harder line on holding a higher standard on election integrity. It's not something that the left wants to have a conversation about. They love playing in that gray area. Mm-hmm. They use it to their advantage. They exploit it. And hopefully those days are coming to an end.
Well, we could only hope so. But to your point, I mean, and this is pretty scary when you think about it. When I first read it, I said, you know, she's right. Voter fraud has been institutionalized, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely it has. And it's, you know, it's by design. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that True the Vote does is a ton of research behind the scenes in ways that that we don't often promote, frankly, because it's very granular, it's very in the weeds, it doesn't play well to a soundbite. And inside of that little, you know, area of specialization, what we see time and again is you go in and you read the state election laws and you think, okay, well, that's the way a process is being handled. Mm-hmm. But then you realize, no, there are court judgments, there are consent decrees, there are all kinds of side instruments that are being used so that the average person really, really can't get a solid fix on the process that is currently in play. The left has been brilliant, frankly, mm-hmm. in the destabilization of the process, and it's it is not going to be simple to get a handle back on this again, but I can't stress enough, it has to be done.
Well, you know, I grew up in Southern California, and I was in Orange County, California, when Loretta Sanchez got elected to Congress, and there was lots of controversy there and questions about illegal votes. And the Republicans seemed to fold on that issue because, you know, the congressman that she beat out, I'm thinking Dornan is his last name, and I'm trying to remember exactly, James Dornan, that was ousted, was not a real popular figure by the Republicans, and they kind of just threw him under the bus. But they just allowed this whole question of illegal voting just kind of just go by the wayside.
Sure.
And I thought, whoa, is this a portend of things to come? And to your point, you know, maybe this was one of the turning points, or just maybe another movement in that direction of institutionalizing voter fraud and illegal voting.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, and again, we've seen it as the rule rather than the exception, that when mm-hmm. the going gets hard, the Republicans tend to, you know, pack up their tent and move on. And look, I clearly understand, having been on the front lines of this and bear a lot of the scars from the battles. Mm-hmm. It's not easy being called all the names and all of the slander and all of the slings and arrows that you take, but you have to remain standing through those, because what lies past those, right, is the truth, mm-hmm. and that is where the left's arguments begin to fall apart. They rely on this hyperbolic emotion. They are professional agitators.
Mm-hmm.
That is the MO of a community organizer, is agitate for power. Past that agitation, if you can remain standing, that's where we can really make a difference, because it's not a place that the left is ready to stand toe-to-toe, and that's
exactly
arguing on policy.
Yeah, Catherine, I said James, and Bob Dornan from Garden Grove, California, and he was the U.S. House of Representatives from California's, I think it was the 46th district there. And there was a lot of suspicion, a lot of suggestion there, but, he had ruffled some feathers. And I think to your point, what happens, with any kind of party, things get political. And if you're not going to toe the party line, you know, they're going to find a small office for you, or, you know, they're going to get you to behave. And Dornan was a bit of a maverick, and they kind of just let him out there and let him hang to dry to kind of teach him a lesson. But meanwhile, we abandon, a critical issue, and that is the law. That is, you know, that which is true, and we're paying a price for it, because now here we are, many years later. What are we talking about? Some 20-plus years later. And we've got problems with the integrity of the voting process, to the point that, you know, I find quite ironic that the Democrats are up in arms about, you know, what potentially happened with Russia and their meddling. But yet we've got meddling here domestically within our own boundaries that is, you know, is so overlooked all the time. And that's why I'm saying, hopefully, what could possibly come out of this special counsel, which I do have many issues with, is that maybe it does, like other special counsels, opens up something that's unexpected. And maybe that this might be something where they look into, you know, because this is a voter fraud issue, isn't it, at the core?
Oh, you know, absolutely. I mean, the great thing about election integrity is it's absolute. We know who should be registered to vote. We have mm-hmm. defined rules for that. We have laws. It's just a matter of enforcing them, of building in technologies. There's no reason in the world that we shouldn't be able to do real-time identity validation. So when mm-hmm. a registration comes in, we can validate identity, residency, and citizenship. It's done in the private sector every day. Why don't we make that a part of our process? Why do we need to have such, a open question about whether or not non-citizens are voting?
Exactly.
If we can't identify the identity, residency, and citizenship of a registered voter, they shouldn't be in the registry.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Well, and how often do they reconcile those records?
Right.
If at all.
Right. And I mean, even though federal law compels them to have a standard, there isn't a lot of clarity around what that standard should be. Mm-hmm. What I would maintain is that the standard should be ongoing. Mm-hmm. The voter registry should be dynamic. We should have a federation of states that allow for new technologies, and not to get, you know, not to put my propeller hat on, but there are technologies like blockchain technology, mm-hmm. that would allow for a distributed ledger among all states, so that every state can control its own registry, but would be notified when the chain of another state shows that someone is moving from state to state, so that you can't have more than one registration for a single person open at any one time.
Exactly.
There are practical improvements that can be made. Mm-hmm. All that's lacked to this point has been the political will to bring them over the finish line.
Well, to your point, Catherine, I mean, even the U.S. Post Office will tell you roughly 20-25% of people move every year. So
right.
If we have that kind of dynamic taking place, what does that tell you about the voter rolls?
Exactly. In fact, I recently read a report that said the average adult will move in their lifetime, 11.3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think about not having the software logic behind that to scrub out those names. When you're moving, you're not necessarily thinking about, boy, I need to contact my Secretary of State and make sure that my voter registration is canceled.
Right.
You know, we just assume, we're the Google generation, right? We believe that everything's one click away. This should mm-hmm. be resolving itself behind the scenes. But the reason it's not isn't because it can't. It's because that leaving that weak area in play offers opportunities for exploitation, and there are those who know how to use it and use it to their great advantage.
Well, what came out loud and clear, if you remember in that one video with those Democratic operatives, they said, look, we've been busing people for 50 years, you know, like they're going to stop now.
Right.
You know, and we have a former president says voter fraud, voter fraud, it doesn't happen. The attorney general says, you know, you guys are putting on tinfoil hats. You're all a bunch of conspirators talking about voter fraud. But yet, True the Vote has over 800 documented convictions of voter fraud. So for voter fraud not to exist, what are those convictions all about?
Yeah, I mean, that's the real question is, you know, why is this such a difficult conversation to have nationally? Why can't we have voter ID? Why can't we just take a look at who's registered and not? And the answer is because those that use the weaknesses and the loopholes to their advantage don't want those questions answered, and it's time for the people to stay forward on the issue.
Well, Catherine, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Catherine Engelbrecht, the founder president of True the Vote on Bill Martinez Live.
Better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Be prepared.